types of cover letter. The first type is the application cover letter. As the word suggests, why have you applied? So you will say you've applied because you are an accountant since the last 15 years. You're very appropriate with accounting. You are very meticulous about your work. You live up to deadlines. So application cover letter is the most common type of cover letter used. This type of cover letter is specifically for the skills and other requirements that the employer lists in job description. So someone who's a very conscientious individual, someone who's really, you know, an individual who is very dedicated, committed, who will do his work in a very thorough manner, someone who will live up to expectations, someone who ideally has that ability to see to it that whatever is expected, he or she will complete it and be ready to be taking up more work. That means, you know, somewhere you are trying to show that you have the skills, you're trying to show that you live up to deadlines, you're trying to show that whatever is expected of you, you follow that. One can take the opportunity to explain details such as gaps in employment or career change in this type of a cover letter, because it is application cover letter. What are you applying for? So even if there's a career change, you have to express, no, that somewhere career change will be reflected. So you have to express what exactly are you applying for. So it actually gives a brief outline of your professional experience and skills. Next step is referral cover letter. This type of cover letter is required when you are being referred for a job. This type of cover letter is required when you are being referred for a job by a current employee of an organization. So referral. Now, someone who has referred you, that means when you go for an interview, you can say, just yesterday, I met up with Mr. Pereira. He's the COO of, and you can name the organization. So when you talk of referral cover letter, what is important? It is required when you are referred for a job by a current employee of an organization. That is why I said that when you go for the interview or when you go for an interview and you mention that just yesterday I met up with Mr. Pereira, who is the COO of, and then you name the organization. So current employee, you referred for a job by a current employee. Who's the current employee? Mr. Pereira. You give the name of the organization. So the name of the employee who suggested the job to you can be mentioned. Why? So that the person who's ideally recommended you, who's the referral, that person has the ability and skill firstly to recommend you. That person has the status or designation to recommend you. So the moment you mention that person's name, then definitely that will make a difference and serve the purpose. So it can be an advantage for you because the very fact that someone has recommended you, then that person who has recommended you is also having faith in you as an individual to be hired. Prospecting cover letter is also called letter of interest. An individual will write a letter to the concerned person expressing his or her interest to work. Now, when you write a letter to the concerned person expressing your interest to work, what actually happens? There may be no vacancy, but because you have this keen interest to work at that place, that is why it is said that sometimes you will say that this is my dream place and I've got a job there. So what happens is that you had that inclination and interest. You're very keen to ideally work there. Now, you may be aware of the fact that there may be not, sorry, you may be aware of the fact that there is no vacancy, or you may be aware of the fact that there are minimum chances of a vacancy at this juncture, especially for the department which you want to apply to. But then too, you are somewhere putting forward a cover letter stating and showing your keenness and interest. Now, when we talked of these types of cover letters, what are we saying? Though the organization may not advise, so this is the same prospecting cover letter, it's continued with that. Though the organization may not advertise for any specific job opening, the individual may feel a connect with the organization and want to be a part of it. And so a prospective cover letter can be written. So definitely there's been no advertisement, but because you have that interest, that's why prospecting cover letter is also called letter of interest. You somewhere feel that connect, you somewhere feel that confident, you somewhere feel that you wish to be a part of that organization, and you somewhere feel no harm giving it a try. So you put forward your resume and then you talk of cover letter. Your email cover letter is directly written in an email. So when we talk of email cover letter, actually the cover letter here can be sent as an attachment in the email. You can do that. It explains as to why you are submitting your resume and how your skills and expertise can make you the right candidate. A cover letter email is concise than a standard letter and sent in the body of the email itself. When I say cover letter email is concise than a standard letter, definitely it is more structured with the way it is worded. That is why they say concise. So a cover letter is the document submitted with your resume, but it's a separate sheet, okay, explaining the applicant's credentials. So I told you at the start when we discussed cover letter that why is it that you are applying here? What is it that makes you feel that you are a fit for this job? So you can also explain your credentials. How to write a cover letter? Steps to write a cover letter. Firstly, start with the company's website to get information regarding the organization and its services. The moment I do research about a company, it means I will get in-depth information as to what the company is all about. It will also make me feel and get aware as to what the company is into in terms of products and services, what about the company in terms of its profits and losses, what about the company in terms of sales. So I could get a whole lot of information. The About Us page on the website gives adequate information, right? Every website has this About Us page, no? So it gives all the information. Header will include your full name, job title, address, phone number, and email address. Header can include LinkedIn profile, which also we've spoken of before. But now we are talking in relation to cover letter. Okay, so write an introductory paragraph that states the designation you are applying for. Very important, what are you applying for? That introduction needs to be put forward there. So cover letter can have 3 to 4 paragraphs. But salutation is very important. Salutation, dear sir, respected sir, dear ma'am, respected ma'am. Right? They're saying main paragraph or body paragraph, but you could have 3 to 4 paragraphs for a cover letter, because besides stating why you're applying, what is it that makes you feel you're a fit for the organization, what indicates that you are a perfect candidate, you might feel you're a perfect candidate. So what is indicated? How is it indicated in your letter? The section allows you to quantify your achievements. When achievements are quantifiable or quantified, then definitely it gives a sense of achievement, and the interviewer will feel that you are able to express your success. When you're able to express your success and quantify it, that means you have facts there which makes us feel, you have facts there which makes us feel that you're worthy of being a candidate to be here. Closing paragraph will have convincing sentences that will let the hiring manager feel you're worthy of being hired. So I just told you that they will feel you're worthy of being here. That means being hired. Proofread is very important. Proofreading means make sure your cover letter has no mistakes, so you avoid any spelling mistakes and grammatical mistakes. Check that the tone and vocabulary is appropriate. Very important, your cover letter, since it's one page, it has to be concise and to the point. Closing. You must end with a formal closing like yours sincerely. Okay? An other example to conclude a cover letter can be, I confidently say that I have 16 years of work experience and that I have the expertise. So when you conclude in this manner, definitely you are justifying that you have the expertise and so many years of work experience. So conclusion. Nowadays, resumes are typically sent by email. Successful resumes highlight specific accomplishments and focus on factors such as cost cutting, increasing profits, and building teams. So, of course, resumes are typically sent by email, but cover letter is also an important aspect of any communication. As far as cover letter is concerned, it is sent along with the CV as part of a job application. Cover letters play an important role in the recruitment process even today. We are done with this chapter. Thank you.